This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Big Muddy Film Festival kicks off today in Southern Illinois, and we thought we'd talk about that with H.D. Motel. He's the chair of the Cinema and Photography Department at SIU Carbondale and one of the leaders that helps get Big Muddy going and keeps it moving through the week. Thanks for coming in, H.D.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I'm here only as a representative of the students. This is a student-run film festival, one of the oldest in the country, and I'm just here because they're busy this morning.
Which is understandable. We appreciate
right?
it.
Right.
So for people who are unfamiliar with Big Muddy, what is it and how can they see some of these screenings?
Well, the Big Muddy Film Festival, as I said, is one of the oldest student-run film festivals in the country, and what it does is brings in a variety of films, animated films, experimental, narrative, documentary films from around the world, literally from around the world, into Carbondale for a week. It starts tonight at 5 o'clock in Guyon Auditorium. There will be an opening reception and then a short film and a feature film. And then throughout the week, it's a community-based film festival. It'll be at Cristado's, at Hangar 9, at Carbondale Community Arts. And people can find that schedule because screenings are usually at 4 or 6 in the evening. At BigMuddyFilm.com. So BigMuddyFilm.com will give you all the information. The other thing that people might be interested in is in the communications building at Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at noon. There are three jurors that we actually bring in who will look at all of the films and decide on prizes. And they each are filmmakers in their own right, and they'll do presentations at noon in the Communications 1032. So people can come to those, too. Those are open to the public. Yeah, so if you go to BigMuddyFilm.com, you'll be able to see everything. There's even a special section on the homepage that talks about the female filmmakers and what kind of films they have in this festival.
I'm admittedly not involved in the film industry, but it seems like there's kind of a growing number of people that are becoming more aware of independent films that come from somewhere outside of those big movie houses. We see things like, in the Oscars, in the Golden Globes, some would say are unconventional winners. Do you think that festivals like this help broaden that experience?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It helps to, this is the first step that filmmakers have in the festival circuit in order to get known. The other thing is that we get such a diverse section of films. There's so many different voices that you can hear, and so many different points of view. And so that's what's really exciting. These are not movies that you'll see at the mainstream theaters. These are things that are special.
You talked about women filmmakers, too. This gives voice to people that might not always have the opportunity.
Absolutely. Just women filmmakers, transgender filmmakers, gay, lesbian filmmakers, whomever. And it really is seeing another part of the filmmaking world.
H.D. Motel is the chair of the Department of Cinema and Photography at SIU Carbondale. That's the department that helps put on the Big Muddy Film Festival each and every year. And again, it is a student-produced event. Students get a lot of education and experience this way. Am I right, H.D.?
Absolutely. It's we get students not just from our departments, but also from the woman who's running it this semester is actually from art history. So we get students from all over campus that give them a great opportunity to serve the community.
All right. H.D., thanks so much.